Residential water use is a human behavior that affects citizens across the West. Utah State University Professor of Environmental Engineering Jeff Horsborough uses high-frequency data loggers to better understand peak usage and what habits use the most water in our homes.
If we're the state of Utah and we're planning water projects to supply water for the future, and we're planning on our population growing, doubling, some say, in the next 50 years, are all of those people going to use water equally? Do we just double the amount of water that we are using now and that's how much water we need? Or if different groups of people grow differently, are we going to have different water use?
Currently, 90% of residential water use is measured monthly by local utilities with analog meters. The sensors Dr. Horsborough uses can measure with such high frequency, uses such as the flush of a toilet or individual showers can be distinguished. Hopefully, this data can help utilities develop conservation strategies to increase water use efficiency and plan for peak loads. Loggers have already been installed in all the individual use dorms on the Utah State University campus. After establishing a baseline level of water use, students will be enrolled in a campus-wide competition to save water.
We're going to have this Water Wars competition. How much water can each residential building save? And we're really interested in seeing how much their behavior changes based on informational campaigns, giving them information about how they can conserve or save water. And then how long does that behavior last and how durable are those changes in behavior and conservation that we achieve?
Differences in water use between old versus new buildings, male versus female dorms, and other demographic information will be used to help Utah State and residents across Utah plan for a more water-efficient future. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Julie Kelso.